And welcome back to Sports the Nemo Way, the Golden State Warriors episode. And yes, we will be here to talk about the all-time starting five for the Golden State Warriors, which is a franchise with quite a few Hall of Famers. Unfortunately, we do not have a guest today, even though I do believe we've said on other episodes that Mark would be here tonight. Schedules just couldn't work out. We couldn't get Mark here when we were available, so unfortunately Mark couldn't make it tonight, but I'm sure you'll hear from Mark again on another episode later. So that being said, Drew, who is your Golden State Warriors point guard?
Steph Curry.
He's my point guard.
He's mine as well.
Mine as well.
He just one of my guards, but we'll put him there, I guess.
So Steph's in, we just have to decide where.
By the way, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and now I can't remember what it was. But they were having a whole conversation about how Steph isn't really a point guard. And I was like, man, if only Ray was here
right
now.
Thank you.
But, well, Drew, do you want to tell us anything about Steph Curry?
I mean, for his career in Golden State, he averages 24-4-6, and then right now at the age of, was he 35, I believe, he's averaging 29-6-6, so he's still doing well for the Warriors, but I think he's definitely one of their greatest five players. I mean, I think he can definitely help this team a lot for the Warriors, obviously. I mean, he can shoot it, as soon as he passes half court, I mean, he can shoot it, he makes it most of the time, so I mean, I think this is definitely a person they need to have on their team. I mean, he's pretty iconic Warriors. I mean, besides some of the older ones, I think definitely the younger generation. He's when you think of the Warriors, you think of Steph Curry now.
Yeah.
I would say.
He's a nine-time All-Star. He's an 8-time All-NBA, 4-time champ, 2-time MVP. He's on the 75th anniversary team. He's got a Finals MVP. So he's a 2-time scoring champ. So he's got some accolades there to go with it as well.
Well deserved.
He's led the league in free throw percentage 4 times. Needless, weirdly enough to say, he's never led the league in 3-point percentage.
He goes for a little bit more quantity than he does quality on us.
Yeah.
What's his career 3-point percentage, though? Like 43?
42.8, so yeah, almost 43.
So. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing for the type of threes that he takes.
And how many he takes, still shoot in the 40s.
That's what Allen Iverson shot for his career from the field.
Always find a way to take a jab at him.
Oh, yes.
Every time.
Oh, well, since we got a nice unanimous there, should we go to the next one?
Yeah. Why not? So, Wade, who's your shooting guard?
Well, I went with Curry's buddy, and I went with Klay Thompson.
Like Klay did not make my team.
Nope, not mine either.
I really wanted to put Klay on there, but I went a different direction.
By the way, your mother wore a Klay Thompson jersey to work today.
Yeah. Whose is that? Mine.
Some bums.
Some bums, yeah. She said, can I come in and borrow your jersey? Well, I said, which one do you want to take? Because you're not just taking any of my jerseys out of my closet. So, yes, you can take that one. And she said, was he a good guy? I don't want to wear some guy's jersey that's like a sex offender or something. I said, I said, yes, Mom, he is a good guy. Oh, I said, man. Dad wouldn't buy me a jersey for a player. She's like, well, I don't want to go to work and be wearing that. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
That really was a nice rabbit hole. That
yeah.
was.
Yeah, yeah. So, so Wade, do you want to tell us about Klay Thompson?
So just one for Klay?
I think so.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know who all of you have at the two.
Maybe.
Just I haven't forgotten about him. But, yeah. But I went with Klay because obviously him and Curry are the Splash Brothers. You know, they're two of maybe the three or four greatest three-point shooters ever. And putting them in a backcourt together is always a great idea. They spread the floor better than anyone else, any other combination of guards in the history of the NBA. And on top of that, during Klay's prime, he was a very good perimeter defender, which was the main reason I put him on the team.
He was an excellent defender.
Yeah.
Before the injury.
So if we can put any version of Clay on the team, we can get him before his two season-ending injuries. You got a great defender.
Yeah. Because there's, you know, in our tournament, they get, you know, Curry's not a great defender, so you're going to need a really good, at least one good perimeter defender, maybe. So I just thought that was an added bonus to also being one of the greatest shooters in NBA history.
Yeah, he's, you didn't say his numbers, did you?
No.
He's, his career is 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists on 45% from the field and 41 from 3, 85 from the free throw line. This season, he's averaging 21, 4, and 2. His shooting numbers are a little down at 43 and 40. But, he's a 5-time All-Star, obviously a 4-time champ because he can't go 5 seconds without reminding everybody that he has 4 championship rings. He's very, very insecure. I don't know if he took lessons from KD or what. And then he's 2-time All-NBA and 1-time All-Defense. Yes, I know. I sound like Barkley right now.
Oh, KD's so sensitive.
We're all just taking our little jabs at people right now. Who's next? Goddamn San Antonio women are so big. I will not apologize. Tried them churros last week. Them were good.
It's a weird podcast episode, guys.
I feel like we're going to get ourselves in trouble here for so long. So does anybody have anything else to add on Clay before we move on to somebody else's two guard?
Well, on my preliminary list, before everybody had KD on Brooklyn, I didn't have Clay on Golden State, but that's because I had Kevin Durant on Golden State. But since we can't have Durant on, well, you guys might have him on here later, but I'm not putting him here. So I had to take Clay off. But
hold on. Because you had to take KD off, you also had to take Clay off?
Yeah.
Okay,
without Kevin Durant, it's a different scenario.
We'll just wait for the rest.
Let him explain at the end, I guess. Yeah. Okay. We'll see all the results.
So, Uncle Doug, who is your two guard?
Chris Mullins.
He's also mine.
It was really close because I really like Clay. Mullins' numbers were just slightly better. He averaged 20 points, 4.4 rebounds, and basically 4 assists, just slightly higher than Clay's.
So, two Mullins at shooting guard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have Mullins at small forward.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not another guy that's a great shooter.
Oh, yeah.
He's a career 38% three-point shooter. Yeah. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a 5-time All-Star, 4-time All-NBA. and he played, 13 seasons in Golden State before he played a few seasons with Ray's Pacers.
Correct. They made it to the finals and lost to some devastating Shaq and Kobe.
I thought you were about to say something hateful. I was about to come after you about it.
Hey, we lost in 6. I mean, I have to give him your due.
It was a good series, really.
Yeah, it was. That was probably the best series Kobe and Shaq had in the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys pretty much whooped the Sixers after the first game.
Yeah.
And then swept the Nets.
Yeah, and then
spanked the Nets. Yeah, they all just got shorter with time.
Yeah.
6-5-4. So, of course, it helps when Shaq's going for 38 and 20.
Yeah. No kidding. That part is
I'm not being sarcastic.
That's literally what he did.
His final numbers were nuts. But anyway. So who all had Mullins, Uncle Doug, and who?
Me.
Alex and I.
Okay, and you have a small forward. Okay.
All right, well, does anybody else have anything to add on Mullins before we move on to anybody else?
Yeah.
Nope, I'm good.
Nope.
All righty, so Ray, who is your shooting guard?
So I put Rick Barry at shooting guard.
Barry's my small forward.
He's my small forward.
So Rick's in.
So Rick's on the team.
Yeah. You can't really have a Golden State all-time team without Rick Barry.
So everybody but me put him at small forward?
Yeah.
No, I'll wait a minute before I say that. So, Ray, would you like to tell us a little bit about Rick Barry?
Yeah, I know it's kind of funny me putting an old guy on there, but I figured without having Kevin Durant on here, I need somebody to stabilize the offense, and Curry is not that guy. So so I took Clay off, put Rick Barry on there, have a couple of shooters on the corners, and we'll just have a traditional lineup, and we'll just run it like that. And that's kind of how I have my
– So I have a question, and it doesn't – not that it matters, but why Mullen at small forward and Rick Barry at shooting guard?
Well, actually, Rick Barry is going to be my point guard. Have Rick Barry
point forward.
Yeah.
Point forward.
Have him just run the offense, have Mullen and Curry run the corners, and then we'll when we get to the center and power forward, I'll show you what's going on. But I definitely do not like Curry at point guard. I feel like Mullen is, you know, big enough to where he can at least body somebody up at small forward. And I know Rick can do it too, but I'd rather have Rick running the point than Mullen or Curry. So that's how I have it. And Rick Barry's a legend, and I know he's an old guy, but I needed somebody at point guard bad. And that's just how I want to run it.
Well, I'm not knocking your Barry pick. Obviously, I have him, and right. Rick Barry is a – before Curry came along, I think Rick Barry was the guy maybe most thought of as a sure. Warrior. He's a 24 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 45% from the field, 89 from the free throw line. So he's a Hall of Famer, 12-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA. He's got a Finals MVP and a championship. He's got a scoring title. He was a Rookie of the Year. He's on the 75th anniversary team. So.
Oh, yeah.
He also led the league in free throw percentage 7 times.
Didn't he shoot granny style?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
He even offered to teach Shaq.
Yeah. I think I actually read that, yes.
Yeah. He also led the league in steals 1 year.
There you go. I mean, he's an all-time great player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. All right, well, so does that everybody's shooting guard?
No, it's not.
Looks like we have all the small forwards and point guard, but we're still missing a shooting guard. All
right, well, I feel like I know who's coming, but I'm not sure. But so, Drew, who's your shooting guard?
The original playoff P, my boy Paul. Harrison.
Oh, jeez.
That's not who I thought was
who
coming.
Who are you thinking?
Mitch Richmond.
Oh. Yeah, no. My boy, Paul.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, why not?
Well, I mean, you got to be able to dribble to play guard.
Oh, play, here we go.
So we're not going to.
At least he's not a set shooter. We know he's a jump shooter.
Yeah.
Wasn't he that the first one?
Yeah.
Yep.
First one.
Poppin' Paul.
Yeah. Say average.
God, Pop and Paul.
Almost 23, and then 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 10-time All-Star, 4-time All-NBA. He won a title. He's 2-time scoring champ, Rookie of the Year.
I forgot about this guy.
Oh, man.
I mean, in his third and fourth year, he couldn't play. He had to serve in the Marines, so he didn't get 2 of his prime years.
Respect. Did he become a banker?
Not yet. That's 7 years later, Dad. He got triple his salary. Yeah. He's part of the 75th anniversary team, just like everybody else. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, I mean, 22-8
and 8.6 is pretty nice.
Yeah, he's got 2 scoring titles.
Yeah.
Say so he led the league 1 year in field goal percentage. And okay. Back then, he shot 42% from the field, so.
Oh, I love those percentages back then. The sad part is he probably led the league in field goal percentage. Just woof.
1 year.
Yeah, 1 year. I mean, he shot 40, 44, 39, 40, 40, 39, 43, 42. I mean, he shot 40 besides a couple of years, so.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, there's some rascals back there.
I'm gonna put some guy in here that shot.
It reminds me of Bob Cousy.
I don't think you're gonna get Wade's vote.
I mean,
never know.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Bob Cousy. I want to go on a rant. we just need to keep moving along.
Keep chugging.
All right. Well, now we have all of our guards and our small forward, correct?
Yeah.
So now we're. I guess I'm the only one that hasn't said something. So, power forward. My power forward is Nate Thurman.
Yep, that's my power forward as well.
No.
So four?
Four out of five?
Four out of five.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting.
All right. Well, Nate Thurman, another all-time guy for the Warriors. He played there for 11 seasons, averaging 17 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists. He shot 42% from the field and 67% from the free throw line.
Sounds like fucking Andre Drummond out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he actually had a season, maybe a couple of them, where he averaged 20 points and 20 rebounds.
I knew he was a great rebounder.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, he had... I mean, like, he had multiple seasons where he averaged more rebounds than points.
Yeah. But
we're talking about a guy that was averaging, like, 17, 18 points. It wasn't like he was averaging, you know, like Dennis Rodman or something, who was averaging 8 points and 12 rebounds. Like, you know, we're talking, like, he's averaging high teens, low 20s in rebounds. So to be able to surpass his points. I can't talk, sorry.
Yeah. I don't think he ever got a rebound title, though, because he played at the same time as Russell and Chamberlain.
Yeah, he doesn't have a rebound title, you're right.
I mean, can you imagine averaging 20 rebounds a game and not getting the rebound title?
Yeah, that'd be nice. What years did he like start in the 60s and like...
Yeah, and he retired in 77.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so he also played against Jabbar and Reed and Walton. And
yeah, he covered pretty impressive center...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Range.
Unsold.
Yeah. All those guys.
Elvin Hayes,
yeah.
Yeah.
All phenomenal, all time great rebounders.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Cowens,
yeah.
Anybody else? Wait.
I don't know, but now my mind's a turning. I'm ready.
They obviously did not keep track of blocks and steals for almost the entirety of his career until the last couple years of his career, but the first year in the NBA that they averaged or they kept track of blocks, he averaged 3 a game, and he's in his mid-30s by then. So I'm going to say he was a pretty good shot blocker. He averaged 2.5 the next year, and then it kind of starts going down. But he always averaged at least 1 for the next couple of years. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that he was a pretty good shot blocker during his day.
Yeah.
So, and he's 6'11", so he's not an undersized guy like some of the older guys we talk about. He's not like 6'6" or something. I mean, he's 6'11", so. And his nickname is Chairman of the Boards. So, he's even got a cool nickname, which, you know, that's cool. All right, well, does anybody else have anything to add on Nate Thurman before we move on?
Nope.
Yeah.
And all I request, Wade, is that you don't say the name Draymond Green.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. I don't want Draymond on my team.
Okay, good. So, who do you got?
Well, I just figured in case we changed our mind, I'd put Kevin Durant on.
I was kind of expecting that.
Kevin Durant.
Well, what do you got to tell us about old KD?
Oh, well, I mean, I just figured, I mean, I understood everyone wants him on the Sonics/Thunder, which would be cool, but... If we're trying to make the best teams possible, Kevin Durant on the Warriors, I think, is going to make them one of the two or three best teams maybe in the West, when the Sonics are probably going to be in the middle ground no matter if he's on the team or not. So, I mean, if you have put him on the Warriors and you have Chamberlain and Rick Barry and Curry and Durant and whoever the hell else you want, that's going to contend for our tournament title. I don't think the Sonics/Thunder can do that with or without Durant. So I figured maybe Durant could be more valuable to the Warriors.
I don't disagree with your premise. I just don't know if that's our goal or not. Is our goal to make the best teams for the tournament? Or is our goal to put together the best teams based on the franchises? You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess we're
always up to your own opinion.
We got to know whether if we want to load teams up and then.
Well, I think our biggest mistake.
It's just hard because people right now are hopping.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? That's what makes it hard. Like the older teams, we don't have that issue.
I do think, looking back on it, I think when you think of Kevin Durant, you think of the Thunder and the Warriors. And I think we fucked up putting him on Brooklyn.
Well, I don't think we thought he was leaving when we did it.
Yeah. So he left because 2 weeks after we recorded.
Right, but he demanded a trade, and the team essentially told him to shove up his ass. So we were like, well, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's stuck.
And they were doing great as a team.
Yeah.
And then it all just got dismantled.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, am I wrong, though? I mean, I feel like everyone thinks Thunder, Warriors, those are all his most iconic moments. And I think Brooklyn was so early. We just went ahead and put him down. Like you said, we didn't know he was leaving yet. And I don't know. I think our biggest mistake was putting him on Brooklyn.
But well, I mean, you might be right that we made a mistake there. I'm not saying you're wrong. But maybe we just made the same decision as Durant. We said, fuck the Warriors. We're going to Brooklyn.
Well, let me shoot this at you, Wade.
Yeah.
Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Ray Allen. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant.
Supersonics. Yeah.
That's a pretty good team, Ray.
I'm just letting you know.
What, you don't want Russell Westbrook?
Are you fucking shitting me?
I mean, he's an all-time great Thunder. I mean, we can't deny it.
All-time great something.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
That's funny.
I mean, am I supposed to respond?
And not Ray. Jabbing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Curry's better than Peyton. Wilt's better than everyone on both teams, probably. Rick Barry's better than Ray Allen. I think the Warriors are better than Seattle.
Okay.
But
I just thought I'd throw it out there.
I mean, that's a good lineup, but these are all good lineups.
That's true. Yeah. For the most part.
There's maybe two bad
ones. Let me ask you guys this. If we put the Hornets team out there, would they win the NBA championship this year?
Maybe. It'd be up in the air. Maybe a second round loss. I could see it.
I got to see who the sixth man is.
I mean, yeah. Just we did on one of the all-time teams put the unicorn. Oh, Porzingis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Of course, I led that charge. I'm not complaining, but
which team did we do that to?
The Mavericks.
Oh, we did. Because
all their centers were so terrible. Yeah. I was like, guys, look, the stats. He's the only option. Oh. I mean, if you all want to put him on the Thunder or Sonics, it's fine. But I just wanted to bring this up in case we want to change our minds.
Okay. Well, I see what you're doing, and I even partially agree with you on some of it. But we can't take Brooklyn away.
Yeah, I know.
And I feel like the Thunder is like his guarantee. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't leave him off the Thunder. Like, the Thunder is like the only place he's played a decent amount of time.
Right.
Yeah.
And like,
when you think of the Thunder, you think of
Kevin Durant. Yeah.
I mean, and Ray's got a good point. I think a lot of the players that end up on the Thunder are going to be Supersonics.
They're going to be Supersonics and Durant.
Yeah.
You know. Which, I mean, he played for them for 1 year.
Yeah,
he was drafted to
the Sonics.
Right, yeah.
He won Rookie of the Year as a Sonic.
Yeah.
So you named four guys, right? KD, Kemp, Peyton, and Ray Allen. Uh-huh. So are you gonna add Kendrick Perkins to that team or?
Oh, I can't remember who I got it. Hold on.
It don't matter. It's not Kendrick Perkins.
Well, no, I can't remember who I got
as. I know. Right, I was just giving you a hard time.
Really? No, I put him on there. A lot of those 70 Sonics guys that won a championship.
Yeah.
We're leaving off Westbrook. We're leaving off. You could maybe push Serge Ibaka to the center.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
Yeah.
He's not a great player, but
he's a defensive player of the year.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be better than some like
those guys for this.
I mean, even Steven Adams.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sigma. Sigma's the center.
Yeah.
Is
he? He's a Hall of Famer, is he, or is he not?
I think Sigma's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure though.
Yeah, I mean, he had his huge years in the ABA.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, Dennis Johnson was there.
Gus Williams.
Yeah. And DJ back then, that was like his prime, I think.
Oh, yeah. He was really good. That's why Celtics went and got him.
Like a top of the line, one of the greatest perimeter defenders ever, plus like 20 points per game in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of options there.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys, didn't Dale Ellis played there for a while?
Yeah.
So we want to keep Durant on the Sonics then?
I think that's my vote.
Thunder?
Yeah, let's keep him on.
Yeah. Okay.
So then you can just go and put me on Nate Thurman then.
Okay.
All right, well, we decided a position before we even named the last one.
There's a lot of firsts on this series of episodes.
Yeah, we talked about whether players are sex offenders. We talked about...
Ray was quoting Charles Barkley quotes offending women of Texas.
Yeah. It's just terrible. Terrible, guys. Terrible.
This episode may get canceled.
Might.
Well, am I going out on a limb by saying we probably all have the same center?
Yeah. Well, I stated in my argument against Ray.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Andrew Bogut? Oh, my God.
No, I don't have Andrew Bogut. I have JaVale McGee.
Oh. It's not a fine choice.
Looney outlasted them all.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So we all have Wilt.
Yeah.
Yes.
So three positions are decided, right?
Yeah.
Or three players are decided.
Yeah.
But or something like that. Or maybe four players. Four players are on the team. Yeah. Chamberlain, Nate Thurman, Rick Barry, and Curry are all on the team. We just need to decide who the fifth guy is.
Between Mullins, Clay, and
my boy Paul. So we've got to figure out where to put Rick and then who the other guy is, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go Ray. Oh, boy.
Don't go Ray. Mm-hmm. But to talk about Wilt for a minute, he's 30 points, 23 rebounds, and 4 assists on 54% shooting.
Yep.
51% from the free throw line. He's a Hall of Famer, 13-time All-Star. He's a 10-time All-NBA. He's a 7-time scoring champ. He's a 1-time assist champ. He's a 2-time champion. He is 4-time MVP. He was Rookie of the Year. He was 2-time All-Defense. He was a Finals MVP, and he made the 75th anniversary team. Well, I named his career numbers, not his Warrior numbers, so I'm going to go back and say his Warrior numbers real quick. 41 points, 25 rebounds, 3 assists.
That's why it's on the list, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's why he's the center.
On 50% shooting.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all that.
He's one of the 10 greatest players of all time. He's going to make the Warriors list.
Yeah.
He also led the league in rebounds 11 times.
Weak.
He led the league in field goal percentage 9 times. So, yes.
Yeah, we'll have to bench him, huh?
But does anybody know what his career minutes per game is?
47.5.
It's 45.8. So.
Wow.
For his career. Not for a season. For his career.
Didn't he have like a season where he averaged like 48.5,
yes. Yeah. More minutes than there are in a game.
That's probably what I was thinking of.
Yeah. But he played 15 years and averaged almost 46 minutes a game.
Yeah. That's just...
Yeah.
It was a tank.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Wilt Chamberlain is our starting center. Nate Thurman is our power forward. And Steph Curry is going to play point guard. Or whatever, guard.
Yeah.
And Rick Barry is on the team. We just don't have his position quite yet. And then Klay Thompson, Chris Mullin, and Paul Arizin are in contention.
Who wants to make their case first?
Well, I just want to ask a question first. Ray,
yeah.
Do you want to move your Rick Barry to small forward and your Mullin to shooting guard, and then we have a position figured out, and then all we have to do is decide on our shooting guard?
Yeah, that's I'm not.
Because I mean, you just flip flopped what some of us did. It's not like you.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
I mean, the same players. It's just different positions.
Yeah, that's cool.
There we go. So now Rick Barry is our starting small forward, and the only position we have to decide now is shooting guard, which has one vote Clay Thompson, one vote Paul Arizin, and three votes Chris Mullen. I am surprised that we have three guys and none of them are Mitch Richmond.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Tim Hardaway.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting ready to mention Tim because,
yeah.
I mean, he put up almost 20 a game, 3.6 rebounds, and over 9 assists.
I consider doing Hardaway at point and Curry at the 2 and then pushing Rick Barry to the 3. I almost did it, but I just didn't know if that was too much playing around or they'd be so small in the backcourt, but they would have been nasty on offense.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah, it would have been.
I mean, Mitch Richmond in Golden State is 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal on 48% shooting, 36% from 3.
Yeah.
And to be totally honest, I thought about Weber for a split second, but he was only there for like a year.
Didn't Sprewell make a first-team All-NBA with the Warriors?
He did.
Yep. And he averaged 20 points, 4 boards, and almost 5 assists.
For his whole time with the Warriors?
Yeah, while he was with the Warriors.
Yeah.
And then he choked 6 years. And he choked his coach and had to leave.
Was it P.J. Colissimo?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He choked him down.
And Weber's... 2 years with the Warriors. He averaged 16 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks on 55% shooting.
Yeah. I always remember this guy probably isn't quite good enough to make a list like this, but he was, when I was younger, and like me and Alex were growing up, they kind of sucked, but they had Jason Richardson.
Yeah,
he was super exciting, and he was really good. He was a really good NBA player. Won like 2 or 3 dunk contests.
He did.
He was really good for them for a little
while. His Warriors numbers are 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal on 43% and 35%.
And Gilbert Arenas started his career there before he went to the Wizards.
So did Antoine Jameson.
Yeah.
What do you think about, what did anybody look at Monte Ellis?
No, I didn't.
I bet his numbers are pretty decent.
Well, he scored everywhere he went.
I mean, I don't know how efficient he was, but I don't know. Monte Ellis in Golden State.
Oh yeah.
Is 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists and a steal on 46%. I actually more efficient than I thought. And then somebody else I thought about that didn't really look up because I thought my top 2 point guards were Steph and Tim Hardaway. But Baron Davis played there for a few years, and he was on the team that was the 8 seed to beat the number 1 seeded. He was their point guard.
I forgot about Baron.
Yeah. So I don't know what his numbers were in Golden State, but he had a little bit of a good run there as a team anyway. In Golden State, his numbers were 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists, and 2 steals. Only shot 41% from the field. But, yes. All right, I guess we can stop bringing up other guys that aren't on our list.
Yep.
So, we're looking at Paul Arizin, Chris Mullen, and Clay Thompson. Yeah.
Well, Mullins and Thompson were the two guys that I debated. I figured Paul would be coming up because I know Drew likes him.
Be my boy. I couldn't disappoint. I really thought you know who I was coming with, Alex.
No, because I wasn't thinking guard.
Yeah.
Like, he's listed as a forward, so I was like, you know, I wasn't even thinking, like, oh, he's going to be saying Paul Arizin at guard. And then when you said it, I was like, well, I guess I kind of should have known this was coming. So, yeah.
So, Drew, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm on melons, buddy.
I'm not.
How many horses and goats do we have to trade for you to get there?
Oh, I don't have any horses or goats, so.
Yeah. Well, do we want to try looking at some of these guys head to head, or?
I think we all pretty much have a good idea of their numbers. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know if you're gonna come to Paul, but we have to talk about it again. But I'll go to Clay with Wade.
Oh, to Clay, huh? Right.
Yeah. Okay. He was going to be the guy I was going to put on if I wasn't putting my boy Paul.
Well, my thought process buying Clay was him and Mullins were both known for their shooting, and Clay's a little bit more efficient from three. Looked like Mullins did a little more with, like, passing the ball a little bit, but Clay seems to be a little bit better shooter, and Clay was an elite perimeter defender.
If we get him before injuries, we've got a great defender.
Yeah, that's why I went with them. But they are similar players, so, I mean, I don't think Mullins would be terrible.
Yeah.
And we know Clay can play great off of Steph.
Yeah. We already know the team chemistry there.
Yeah, they got four championships together.
And then Rick can play the Draymond Green role. He can scream at them all and get them.
But can actually play basketball.
Yeah.
He can shoot.
Right, that's true. It's
Draymond, that can score.
Yeah.
What a terrific player.
What a terrific player. It's good stuff.
I just can't believe no one.
By the way, did anybody see the Draymond shit last night?
Yes.
Against the Pelicans?
Yeah.
No, I was moving, like, the whole time. I didn't.
He kind of got into it with Ingram. Like, they went, like, nose to nose, and they both got teed up. And then, like, Draymond, like, got the ball on a fast break, and Herb Jones, like, beat him back and was, like, standing there, like, trying to take a charge. And Draymond just, like, from my view, looked like just went through him on purpose. Like, just lowered his shoulder and just ran him over. And Herb Jones goes sliding across the floor, and then Draymond, like, doesn't stop running and, like, runs on him and then, like, falls, but then, like, locks his legs around him and won't let him up, and, like, Herb Jones is, like, trying to throw his legs off of him, and it's like then he's getting pissed, and then, like, he finally, like, gets one of his legs off him and tries to stand up, and then, like, Draymond, like, kicks him, and then, like, but since Draymond already got a tee at the other end with Ingram, they won't give him a tee. Because that means I was kicking him out of the game. But then Ingram comes running in. And you know, Ingram's been in multiple fights since he's been in the NBA where they actually throw punches. Yeah. So I think Ingram kind of is about that. And, like, both, like, he gets wrapped up by, like, multiple people and, like, drug away. But, like you know, the whole of course, then Draymond's running around the court clapping and, like, doing his bullshit. And
that we all know.
That's what he always does.
And then, like, they get him back out on the court to play. Like, no, like, they called him for a charge, but that's it. And, like, apparently you can, like, do a leg lock and, like, all this shit, and that's nothing. Because this is, like, a thing with Draymond. I think sometimes Draymond gets his first technical on purpose because he knows that they won't give him the second one. But they can do whatever he wants after that.
They talked about that last year in the playoffs, I think.
But that was his 17th technical. So now he's one away from his second suspension.
Right.
But anyway, then he decides to guard Herb Jones in the first possession after this, and, like, walks up and, like, puts his face, like, he bends over and puts his face, like, up against Herb Jones' chest, and is just, like, nonstop running his mouth. And then Herb Jones, like, looks down at him and, like, says something. I don't know what. I can't tell what either one of them are saying. But he says something. But it's not like he's, like, full barking. But he's, like, saying something. And, like, has this weird look on his face. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, no kidding.
And then Steve Kerr pulls him. And then he loses it on the sidelines. And the GM has to come down out of the box and come down the sidelines and calm Draymond down. Because he's screaming at the coaching staff and, like, won't go in the huddle and, like, is, like, losing his mind on the sidelines.
And I missed it. I don't know where I was doing last night. Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up later.
Yeah, hey, I even saw it when I was at work.
Yeah, like I don't even know why he was like what he was so mad about with the Warriors. Like, I get it, the competitiveness and the bullshit what he does on the court, like being worked up with the Pelicans, I get it. But like, I don't know what he got mad about on the sidelines where he's like yelling, screaming at coaches and.
Yeah,
it's. I don't know. Anyway, we can get back to our Warriors. We didn't even move away from the Warriors. Just we went to current day Warriors yeah. that aren't on the team.
So Drew, it's official. You're going to Clay.
Yep, going to Clay with Wade. Okay.
All right, 3-2. All right.
Well, so 3-2. Well, I will say this. Wade's argument does make a little sense. Having somebody that can play good defense on the perimeter.
That's true.
I mean, we know that guy's not going to be Curry.
Wait, yes.
And we know
Steph hustles.
I think the chemistry thing is important with him and Steph, too.
Well, then should we add Draymond?
Maybe not necessarily. Let's not take it that far out. He just punched a teammate this year.
Yeah, but he's good with Clay and Curry.
He can't score the basketball anymore.
He really only had one season where he scored the basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So what do you Mullins fans think?
Well, you really that hooked on him?
I could come to Clay.
All right. One down.
There's one. Alex.
You know I like Clay Thompson.
I can't stand Clay Thompson.
Uncle Doug does talk about Clay. Yeah, I brought him up a few times.
Yeah.
I used to like Clay. I mean, I don't know if he was the one Warrior where I was like, he's not dancing all over the floor. He's not a fucking crazy person like Draymond Green. Like, you know, like he just goes out there.
Shot threes and played D.
Yeah, quietly did his job. But since he's come back from his injury, all he does is talk. All he does is complain. All he does is tell everybody, I'm a four-time champion, give me my respect. Like, and I'm like, well, if you were really that fucking good, we'd respect you already. Like, you're not some fucking crazy superstar. Like, you're just some dude that plays with Steph Curry. Like, let's be 100% honest here.
A little different than before the injury.
Well, he got butt hurt over the 75 annual team because he was number 76.
Yeah.
He got butt hurt about that. He's been mad ever since.
I'm butt hurt that he was number 76. He should be like 176. And there's a lot of dudes that didn't make the team that are way more deserving than Clay fucking Thompson.
Our guys didn't make it. T-Mac and Vince
didn't make it. T-Mac and Vince didn't make it.
Dwight Howard,
yeah. Like, all those guys are more deserving than Clay Thompson. A guy that's made a couple all-star teams and one all-defensive team. Good for you. Like, I don't know. I don't hate Klay Thompson, but, like, all he's done is bitch for, like, two straight years.
He is different than he was before. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Before, you just never hear anything about him.
No.
He just.
Other than just play defense and shoot threes.
Yeah. He would occasionally have, like, a funny comment in an interview or something.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I think it was last year's season. Did you see that one guy dress up as Clay and then got shots?
Yes.
And
won us. I did see that, actually.
And no one knew for, like, 40 minutes. And he was actually shooting on the court and thought it was Clay. But now he's banned for life from Oracle. But I was
but he actually kind of looks like Clay. Like, he doesn't look just like him, but he had a hood up, and like he looks enough like Clay.
He had like the mustache and the beard and all. It looked like him. Like, if I was here, guy, and I just glanced, like, hey, Clay.
I wonder how tall he was. You think he was?
I don't know how tall the guy is.
Clay's like 6'7". Yeah. He's taller than you think.
Yeah, there's a video of him walking through the stadium. He gets the stuff on and goes on the court, and he's getting shots up.
Yep.
For the game.
That's probably how they noticed. Like, it's not Clay's gym.
Yeah. Man, Clay, you're off tonight.
Clay hasn't hit a three in warm-ups in 10 minutes. What the hell's going on?
Dude, you're laying bricks. Come on.
Hey, Clay, you tear your Achilles again? What happened? Too soon.
No,
it's not.
All right. Anyway, we're going down a lot of rabbit holes this episode.
We always go down rabbit holes with the Warriors. I said earlier,
everyone has feisty opinions on the Warriors.
I said, why did no one pick Iguodala?
No.
No,
well,
Max.
Well, if we're looking for defense, that's where it's at right there.
That's right.
I mean, like, what? And is it Max? Was he the guy MVP? On First Take that said, if I could pick one Warrior, the aliens have got the death beam pointed at Earth? I want Iguodala.
Because his thing was he always said Steph Curry wasn't clutch, and other people had to win championships for him. Or
well,
like
and
that.
I mean, to be totally honest, oh, no. He does have a Finals MVP, so he is a step above those two.
The triple single.
Yeah, the mighty triple single.
That's right.
We debunked that, guys. It wasn't really a triple single.
Oh, yeah.
And his defense on LeBron was really good.
Like a 34-point triple-double.
He did hold him to 38% shooting, which is a which is something Ooh. Wade should be very impressed with.
Yeah.
Wade hates 38% shooting.
If you do it on a regular basis, yes. Yes, I do. It wasn't like Bob Cousy's career playoff percentage was 32%. Motherfucker's trying to tell me he's the second greatest point guard of all time. I was about to lose my fucking shit.
He said he was going to go off. Here it comes.
It's like, oh, man. Anyway, we need to pick a shooting guard.
Yeah.
Oh, this episode is going to get a lot of views, boys. A lot of views.
So, Doug, you went to Clay?
Yeah, I'll go to Clay.
Right. It's 34, Wade.
Oh!
Not 32, it's 34.
So sorry. That efficient bastard. God.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. He did lead the league in scoring in the playoffs three times.
Oh, oof. I thought you were about to tell me he led the playoffs in field goal percentage one time. I was like, no way.
He did once.
He did.
Oh! What was it?
50?
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's respectable.
His first year in the playoffs, Wade? 21.
Ooh. Yikes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 4 of 21.
He's got a 28, and the rest are in the 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I went with Walt Frazier.
Good times. All right, well, we probably need to quit messing around and actually pick a shooting guard.
I mean, are your feelings going to be that hurt by going to Clay?
Not really.
I just want to know how passionate we are about Mullins here.
I don't have any passion about either one of them.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Most passionate feeling I have is that Clay needs to shut the fuck up.
Well, we'll just take Clay pre-injury.
Yeah, that's like the one we want anyway.
We want pre-injury.
That's the one we want anyway.
Splash brother Clay.
Yeah, not bitch brother Clay.
Run my mouth, Clay.
No, like I kind of bring this back to like the LeBron Jordan thing. Like, if you have to tell us how great you are, you're not that great,
right?
You know, like if you have to constantly come out and tell us in the media, I'm really great. People need to realize this. Well, if you have to tell us, you're not really that good. So, anyway, sure, we can go. I'll go with Clay.
Yeah, I'll go with you too. Fuck it.
We're not really doing anything but sitting here talking about other stuff. So,
yeah. Well, pretty good lineup. There'll be a higher seed in the West in our tournament, I believe.
I think so.
It'll be somewhere near the top.
Just having Wilt surrounded by three shooters will be impressive.
Yeah.
And then a powerful
rebounder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And defender. And
I mean, anything those guys miss, those two down low are going to collect.
It's pretty much two of the biggest low post monsters in the history of the NBA paired with three of the all-time greatest shooters.
Yeah.
And that's quite the combination, really.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You want to hear my crazy Durant lineup since we picked this one up?
Yeah, go for it.
I had Curry, Clay, Mullins, Durant, and Chamberlain.
That would have been nasty on offense.
That was my crazy Warrior lineup.
I mean, mine was Curry, Clay, Barry, Durant, Chamberlain.
Yeah, I couldn't leave Rick Barry off. I mean,
no, yeah.
I don't think Clay or Mullins is even on the level of Rick Barry. So no. I couldn't put one of them on to leave Rick Barry off.
I had Barry on mine.
No, I know you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah. Either way, it's gonna be good.
Yeah. I think it's a good team.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
It is a good team.
They got a chance to make the
finals.
They'll
be top four in the West in our tournament, I think.
Yeah.
Top four or five.
Yep. I believe so.
We got
So where do you think they rank so far in our Western Conference teams?
You're going to have to remind me who we've
done. Yeah, I got to remember who we've done.
Dallas, Denver.
All offense teams.
Okay, we did Atlanta, Boston, Brooklyn. That's all East. Charlotte, Chicago, Cleveland. So Dallas, Denver, and Golden State, I guess.
Well, they're probably they're number one.
Yeah. I thought we had a couple more, but yeah. So these guys are number one for
sure. Probably go them one, Denver two, Dallas
definitely
three.
Last. Yeah.
You don't think Luka and Dirk can do some damage to
I mean, they could do Denver? Some damage.
Our Denver team was pretty loaded.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, all five of the Denver guys.
He says screw it in Denver. Just,
yeah. They're all five of the greatest offensive players ever, and we just threw them in a pile. Dallas has a couple positions that just have some weird limitations, like Porzingis.
Porzingis can score.
I mean, he's not bad. That's why I wanted him on the list. But
I mean, he's not Jokic.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. All these players are going to be really good. But some of these are all-time greats, and some of these guys are just good NBA players. I think the Denver, when we had Jokic and Iverson and Alex English and Carmelo and the Skywalker. I'm missing his name.
David Thompson.
I mean, yeah. That's just dangerous. They push the pace. That's nasty.
Yes. So, I suppose that'll end our Warriors part of this episode with Curry, Clay, Rick Barry, Nate Thurmond, and Wilt Chamberlain as our starting five. And now we will just have some random NBA talk. And while we're on the Warriors, let's talk about, are the Warriors going to stop sucking on the road?
I think they'll figure something out come playoff time, and they normally do. But it kind of makes you nervous when you've only won, like, what, seven, eight games on the road all year?
So good at home and so bad on the road. Mm-hmm. And for a veteran team, yeah. You wonder what's going on.
They're currently the sixth seed in the West. They're three games above 500, and they're 9-29 on the road.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Where are they at home?
31-8.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. I know home court advantage is a thing, but it shouldn't be that.
Well, like we said off air earlier, the whole West is so crazy. All these teams are all over the place, and they're just one of many teams that are just hard to figure out.
Yeah, the Mavericks are the 11th seed, and they are only 2.5 games behind the Warriors, who are the sixth seed.
Right. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of bunch right there to go.
And the Suns are the four seed, and they're only a game better than the Warriors.
Are there Clippers in between them?
Clippers are in between them, yes. So. And then there's a sizable gap between the Suns and then the Kings, Grizzlies, Nuggets.
Yeah.
Those three are pretty much set at the top three. So. Yes.
I mean, I think everyone automatically assumes the Warriors will figure out in the playoffs because, you know, they've obviously had a tremendous amount of success, but I don't know.
I think
this might just be a weird year.
I think if they're going to figure it out in the playoffs, Wiggins has to be back.
Have you guys heard about that?
Well, there's I've heard rumors.
I mean,
I've heard the rumor, yeah. Have you guys?
I haven't heard any, like, exactly what it is. I just know he's been out for family reasons.
Well, here, I'll tell you what it is. I've heard what the rumor actually is. Supposedly, his wife cheated on him with someone. I don't know if it was his best friend or not, but and then supposedly his two little girls, she told him they aren't his.
Oh,
that's awful,
man. That is.
Awful. I was like, and like you saw in the pictures last year in the championship. I'm like they're grown up. Like they're already at least three. Like, could you imagine that? Like, he's already got a bond with I hope it's not true.
I hope
like,
it's not true.
That's what I've heard.
That's going to be horrendous.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't heard that until right now, and that is awful. And I hope that's not true. That's terrible.
Yeah, I hope it's just
because it hit up all over the internet a number of days ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it was everywhere. And then, like the girlfriend or wife or whatever she is, like, tweeted something about pretty much saying it wasn't true, and that people just need to mind their business, and he's just going through something personal or something like that.
I mean, I will say this. I do tend to think that when these guys leave for personal reasons or family reasons, we should leave them alone. Now, oh, yeah. I don't Now, I don't – Now again, I have no idea what's going on, but he's been gone for over a month.
Yeah, he's been gone a while.
Yeah. Like, so I feel like whatever it is very serious.
And Draymond stood up for him on his podcast. Draymond was kind of – did, like, this, like, five-minute spiel about how people need to, like, respect his boundaries. If he's taking personal time, it's personal. That means people need to leave him alone. That doesn't mean you get to – he's like, I don't know what's going on with my teammate. But you guys don't need to be going around starting these rumors and posting stuff on the internet. You know, like, he did like a five-minute thing standing up for him and telling people to be respectful pretty much. Yeah,
and let me throw out the word allegedly. Allegedly, we do not know. Allegedly, yeah. So we don't get sued like Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Steve Kerr the other day said he's gone for a real reason, and we just need to know that he is gone for a real reason. That's all you need to know, or something like that.
That's really all really all we need to know. Really
yeah.
We
need to know. Yeah. But I don't think,
and we just wish him well.
Yes.
Go well, and
gets
back to basketball when he's ready.
Right. But I don't think, getting back to the topic, I don't think the Warriors are a contender without him.
I agree. And their bench is worse this year.
Because Poole sucks. And none of the young guys have gotten any better.
And I know this isn't Warriors, but it kind of is. Anybody else seeing that Wiseman's had some decent games?
Wiseman's playing pretty well in Detroit. Not like he's looking like an all-star or something, but he looks like a formidable big man playing his rookie season. Like, that's what he looks like.
The guy needs playing time.
Yes, he needs to play.
He's a very talented player. He just needs time on the court.
He's even had a couple games where he had like 18 and 10 with a couple blocks. Like, he's looking pretty good in some of these games.
Yeah.
So I think some of what we were saying is true. They never gave him a chance to actually stay on the floor and learn.
Right, and that's what he needs.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, without Wiggins, that's their best perimeter defender now. And
in his last 10 games. James Wiseman, by the way.
Yeah.
15 points, 8 rebounds, and a block on 53% shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me the Warriors can't use that?
Right, exactly. Tell me that wouldn't help them.
And they pretty much just gave him away.
Yeah.
You know, 5 second round picks.
Yeah.
It was a contract dump. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just think a lot of the little details that they had last year that really helped, a lot of the key role players and guys that did important things that, you know, that weren't all-stars, they're all either having bad years or they're not there anymore. And that stuff adds up. And Curry and Clay and Draymond have a lot of miles on them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes these years just happen. You just got to retool and try again, you know. At least try and make another run or two with this group while you still can. But
I just think it hurts this group right now because they were only back for a year. Like, they were sucking for multiple years while Clay was out. Like, literally missing the playoffs, like being one of the worst teams in the league. They had the number 2 pick in the draft.
Right.
That's how they got Wiseman. Well, like,
Steph missed time 1 year.
He put like 15 games at 1 year.
Right. So, like, they came back, they won a championship, which is awesome, obviously, but now immediately they suck again. Like, you know, I don't know, maybe suck isn't the right word. They're not very good again.
Right.
And if this was a normal year in the West, they probably would miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the West usually has like 6 or 7 teams with 50-plus wins.
Right. But. So, yeah. I mean, I just don't know if there's any depth there. I mean, you have Curry and Clay and Draymond and Looney. And then they've been starting DiVincenzo with Wiggins out, which is he's a nice role player.
Right, he's a nice bench player.
He is. But having him in the starting lineup instead of Wiggins hurts your depth even more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, off the bench, you have Poole.
He's been a mess.
Who's been a mess, yes. But he runs their second unit with, like, JaMychal Green, and I don't even know who else. Like,
another young guy.
Oh, Kaminga.
Kaminga, that's it.
They've been playing Kaminga off and on.
I think Gary Payton just Junior just played his second. He just played like his first or second game the other night.
Started playing.
Yeah. So he's not going to be his regular self for their playoff run.
No, not yet.
I mean, and he's a guy that has to be in really good shape to do what he does because he just runs around and plays great defense and hustles. So, and he'll have to be at full peak, you know. I don't know. I just think his bad year stuff just didn't line up. They had some bad injuries. Made some mistakes with some young players. And
here's my thing. Like, are we going to see this with the rest of these guys? Like, if Kuminga or Moody goes elsewhere, are they going to thrive? Kind of like maybe we're seeing what Wiseman do because they don't get pulled after every mistake?
Right.
I don't know. I've always thought Kuminga has a lot of potential.
He does.
He's very athletic.
Yeah. And Moody's not bad by any means.
Like, if you're a team like the Spurs or the Rockets or any of these teams that are really bad, why not be calling the Warriors and be like, hey, we'll give you some stuff for these guys and see what – because they were high lottery picks, and they obviously have skills and talent, but they're not playing for Golden State regularly. Like, why not see?
Right.
I'm not saying you should trade your – you know, number one overall pick if you get it this year or whatever for one of them. But there's no reason you can't trade, you know, some pieces or a future pick or something.
How long's Draymond got left on his contract?
This is the last year of his deal.
Yep, he's probably gone. I'd get rid of him. This is probably his most dramatic year of all time.
Well, I was listening to a beat writer talk about the Draymond situation the other day, and he's like, I'm not saying Draymond's staying. He's like, but the reason Draymond is still here is because every time the GM brings it up to Curry, Curry gets upset. Mm. Curry wants him there. So he's like, I think if Draymond decides to leave on his own, obviously Curry will be okay with it. But if the Warriors decide we're done with Draymond, Steph will get mad.
Well, let Steph get mad.
He can play that game for a while, but at a certain point, it's going to happen.
Right,
it's just a matter of
he's got to realize now that it,
I mean, Jordan got mad over Charles Oakley, and what happened after that? They won titles.
It's a different league now, though, because when a superstar gets mad, he leaves, regardless of whether he's under contract or not.
Well, I mean, what are you gonna do? Keep getting held hostage by these bitch ass players?
You know I don't like that, but that's what happens.
It keeps happening, right? That's what happens. We saw what the Nets did. They grabbed their nuts and then they let them go a couple months later. I mean, we can't even keep it all together. Like, we thought we might have seen the end of it when they told Durant to shut up and play. You're on contract for the next 4 years. And what did they do? Trade deadline, send him, Kyrie.
Yeah.
I mean.
By the way, Brooklyn's still the sixth seed. They were the fourth seed when those guys got traded. Now they're just the sixth seed. They're going to make the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, they're going to make the play-in at least.
Did you see Bridges? Johnson and
Dinwiddie
have all played more minutes together than Kyrie, Durant, and Harden did.
Because they only played, what was it, like 12 games or something together?
Yeah, it was like 364 minutes. Yeah. And those guys have already played over 400 together.
Wow.
Yeah, the trio.
That's crazy.
They weren't. It doesn't even qualify as a trio. They're not even. If you can't play.
All right, well. Like I guess we can move on from Golden State. Does anybody else have another topic they would like to speak about at the current NBA?
I don't really have much, really. I mean,
all right. Well, I will say this. I just want to get this out there. I thought Joel Embiid pulled a real bitch move the other night, sitting out against in his matchup with Jokic. I was disappointed as a fan because I literally was. Taping that, or not taping, DVRing that game so I make sure I got to see the whole thing because I was looking forward to it. So that part upset me. But the worst part about it was the day before the game, he came out and made a whole bunch of like comments about Jokic and why those MVPs should have been his and not Jokic's, and like people were babying Jokic and blah, blah, blah. And then he sets out the game that he's supposed to match up with them.
Right. I mean, I understand the whole back-to-back thing, but he could have taken off. Could have taken off a game earlier or something.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, there's six games left in the season now.
Right.
Like, you could have taken off any number of games.
Yeah.
you didn't have to take off the Denver game.
Right. They had a back-to-back over the weekend. Take one of the back-to-backs, play the Denver game.
Yeah.
Or just play them all like they used to. Yeah, I mean, good.
Even Kendrick Perkins, who's a huge Embiid supporter, came out and said that it wasn't a good look and he didn't like it. So.
Yeah, I don't know what the thought process was there, but I mean, Embiid's playing again tonight.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's that. Anyway, I don't know. There's too much more to talk about there. So, how's everybody feel about their finals picks right now?
Not good.
Shoot, I remember. What was mine? Clippers and Bucks?
I don't even remember mine.
Was it?
I think it was. Yeah.
I feel like the Bucks can make it. The West is pretty wide open. I feel like if the Paul West George come back open. For the Clippers, I feel like there's a chance there.
Yeah, no, I do. I do feel really good about my Bucks pick. I don't.
They're playing some good basketball.
Yeah, I said the Warriors come out of the West, which I don't feel that great about right now, but it's still possible.
You know, I really don't feel good about. It's my Pelicans making that Western Conference final.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They start off really hot. I was like, oh, here we go. And now I don't know what.
They're the 8 seed now.
Yeah.
But they were even lower than that before. They were out of the playing.
Yeah, they've won 3 straight.
So. Yeah, the whole thing with Zion's just.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to miss the rest of the season again because, I mean, they're running out of games to bring him back.
Yeah.
And then my damn Pacers are fucking disappointing.
I thought that was going to get us. I thought Ray was going to be our little pick in the 18 so we thought we'd make the playoffs. I thought Ray was going to beat us because the Pacers were in there in the mix for a while.
Yeah, they were.
And then they kind of.
And then everybody starts getting injured.
So, what is everybody's 16, like, playoff teams looking like?
I think on each side I have 7 of the 8.
Well, I definitely didn't have the Kings making
playoffs. I don't have the Kings and I don't have the Knicks. On those.
Yeah, I don't think I had the Knicks either.
No, I didn't have the Knicks.
But now the T-Wolves have brought their ass back in there.
Yeah, they decided to play basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm guessing I'll probably get 6 or 7 on each side, I think.
I think I did have Dallas making it, and they're not making
it.
Yeah,
right, I have Dallas, yeah. So I know I'm going to at least lose one because I know I did not have the Kings and I did not have the Knicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know for a fact. I don't think any of us did.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I had the Bulls making it.
Yeah, I had the Bulls. I had the Hawks. Me and Wade had the Hawks. I remember that. Yeah. Because didn't you have the Trailblazers?
I did. I had the Blazers, yeah. Who have now shut Lillard down.
Yeah,
so
they shut.
That season's over.
I wonder what's going to happen with.
There's been some talks about him leaving, but I don't know.
Yeah, my thing is, though, there've been talks about him leaving for like 3 straight years now, and every time Lillard comes out and squashes him himself.
Right.
I'm not leaving. I'm staying here.
He's very loyal to Portland.
I give it to him, yeah.
Which we can't knock because we're always talking about how none of these guys are loyal. Yeah. We can't get mad. But I just wish that Portland would put a team around him.
Right, yeah.
Give him at least a little help. I mean, this year.
He's never even played with an all-star.
No.
Like, it's not that he's never played with a superstar. He's never played with an all-star.
McCollum was never an all-star?
No, McCollum's never been an all-star. Oh, okay. And Aldridge has been an all-star, but I don't think he was an all-star with Lillard.
Mm. And if he was, it was before Lillard was really getting going.
Right.
Because that was the year that the most successful was one of the last years Aldridge was there.
And they beat the Rockets in the playoffs with Harden and Howard.
He's had some iconic moments in the playoffs, but he just hasn't had enough help. Like, he'd make, like, remember one year, he made the Western Conference Finals one year, but he got swept by the Warriors because it was just him.
Yeah. Yeah, he made the Western Conference Finals where his second best player is CJ McCollum and his third best player is, like, Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
in the one year he made, like, the second round, or maybe it was the first round, old Carmelo, and that year they played the Lakers in the bubble. I mean, they'd get him old people, or they just, they don't give him enough help.
So right now, the Bucks are playing the Pacers. There's 10 minutes left in the game, and Giannis has 33 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. With 10 minutes to go.
Now watch out, because a couple weeks ago when we played them, we got hot from three and whooped them by like 15.
Oh, I'm like just saying, like, left. There's like, it's just, the fourth quarter's just starting. The guy has a 30-point triple-double. And then Drew Holiday has 45.
45.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Middleton's not playing.
What a shocker.
So.
Ever since they won that title, he hasn't been.
Well, for most of this year, he hasn't been healthy. And the last year, he missed the playoffs because of injury. Yeah. Which I think really, I think they would have gone back to the finals last year if Middleton would have stayed healthy.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Because they should have beat the Celtics without him.
They almost did.
That's what I'm saying. They should have. They were right there.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting series, the Warriors and the Bucks.
Yeah.
Because the Warriors don't have no one to guard Giannis.
No, I think their goal defensively was Draymond cheap shot Giannis, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Seriously, I mean, what else are they going to do? Are they going to put Curry or Clay on him?
There'd be no point.
You can't put Looney on him.
He's too slow.
Looney's big and slow, yeah.
Draymond better watch out fucking with these foreign guys. These foreign guys don't fuck around.
No, yeah, these foreign guys.
They'll fucking throw blows, man. They don't care. Dude,
last person I messed with was Jokic. His brothers. I ain't messing with
that. Yeah, it's not Jokic that's your big problem. I think it's his brothers. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have anything else to talk about before we end this, boys?
Well, I gotta go over some emails here.
Oh, we got emails. How many we got?
Well, it's Lene. Lene.
Oh, okay.
Shouting out some trivia. So, yes, Lene. The Hawks were originally called the Tri-City Blackhawks. They started in 1968, Moline, Illinois. Lene, last Mets pitcher to win 300 games was Tom Glavine with 305. I can't remember who started most games at catcher for the Nationals, but I'm pretty sure it was Gary Carter, I'm thinking.
It was the Carters or the Expos. The Nationals or the Expos. So that makes sense. Yeah.
And then the most opening day starts for Cleveland Guardians was Bob Feller with 7. So yeah, somebody, Lene, you can keep sending emails, but man, somebody else hit it up, man. Make it diverse it up a little bit. Because Lene is whipping everybody's ass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Someone else send an email, please. But you keep sending them, Lene.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we would not just like your emails. We'd like you to like, subscribe, give us some 5-star reviews. You can comment on our podcasts. But all those things would be very much appreciated. Ray, the email address?
It is sportsthenemoway@gmail.com.
All right. And we appreciate you tuning into this Warriors episode. And we appreciate you tuning in next week for our Houston Rockets episode. And thanks for tuning in to Sports the Nemo Way.